This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, March 21st. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, social media platform Reddit is going public, and shares are expected to start trading today. We'll find out what an IPO means for the company that fueled meme stock mania and what it could mean for the broader market from WSJ reporters Sarah Needleman and Hannah Miao. And then, Waymo's driverless taxis are hitting the highways of Phoenix, Arizona. WSJ reporter Megan Bobrowski tells us why that's a crucial step for the self-driving car industry. First up, Reddit has built a business as a free online hub where users post about things that interest them within user-led communities. The site's 73 million daily active users talk about everything from social etiquette to trading stocks. Now, as the company makes its stock market debut, it'll be a test to see if investors are as enthusiastic about Reddit as its users are. WSJ reporters Sarah Needleman and Hannah Miao are here to tell us more about how Reddit got to this point and what they'll be keeping an eye on in the weeks ahead. Sarah, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the company's trajectory and its leadership.
This is an interesting company. It's been around since 2005. There was a brief period while it was owned by Condé Nast, and then it was spun off and back to being independent. One of the original co-founders, Steve Huffman, is now back at the helm. He's been back at it since 2015 and has about 2,000 employees. So it's a relatively small company, and it is not yet profitable. But we've seen more recent quarters of fairly significant growth in terms of revenue and users.
Sarah, you reported that CEO Steve Huffman doesn't always see eye to eye with Reddit's community of volunteer moderators. What is an example of this, and how could this tension potentially affect the company as it goes public?
So what's interesting about Reddit is these volunteer moderators that you mentioned. So with every community, the people who create the community itself, it's their responsibility on a volunteer basis to make sure there's no spam, there's no hate speech, harassment, things of that nature. Reddit is very dependent on these people to be giving of their time to keep the platform clean. Of course, it has its own employees, but it's such a big platform that these moderators play a big role. And historically, we've seen over time when the company has made decisions, policy decisions, or reacted to, say, something happening in the news or lack thereof, the moderators have retaliated. They've complained. They'll say very clearly on the platform what they're happy about. And at the extreme end, they will take their communities private, which essentially means Reddit goes dark and it's not going to generate ad revenue and people can't use it. And that's pretty wild that they have that much power. And we've seen it happen multiple times over the years.
How does the company make money?
The company makes money mostly from advertising. And what's interesting is they built their own in-ad network in the past couple of years from the ground up. So they're not relying on third parties to automate ads. Advertising is the vast majority of the revenue, but there is a new twist. That is AI. So what Reddit has been doing recently is it started selling access to its data, its API, and the biggest customers, or what they hope to be the biggest customers, licensing it, are AI companies. And we already saw that Reddit signed a deal with Google recently, and there are other reasons for the deal, but accessing that API for training their large language models for creating their artificial intelligence products is what's happening. So that's a whole new line of revenue coming in for Reddit. It's still small, it's still early days, but that could be a big change for the company potentially.
Okay, Hannah, turning to you, why is Reddit going public now?
Starting in about 2022, we really saw IPOs dry up. This is because the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates at a really aggressive pace, and it just wasn't as attractive of a landscape for companies trying to go public. So we saw this huge boom during the pandemic, and 2021 was a big boom, and then 2022 started drying up. Last year, there were some high-profile attempts to go public, and the stock performance of those companies since has been choppy, and 2024 is looking like it could be a better year for IPOs. Stocks broadly are trading near highs, and there's some excitement back in the markets.
Yeah, I just piggyback on that. Reddit did initially file their IPO paperwork in late 2021. That's when things just started going in the opposite direction. And so they put it on pause. And also, they've used this time to grow their revenue substantially. It was around $800 million last year, which is small potatoes compared to, say, Facebook. But for them, it was a huge growth from prior years. And also now with this AI, the data licensing business, that also is giving Reddit some momentum. Its users have increased. And so now it looks like a better time for the company compared at least to when it first filed that IPO paperwork.
So better for the company, better environment, better all around. Got it. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, this IPO isn't like all the others. The company is doing something unusual by offering shares to its biggest users. We'll find out how some Redditors are taking this offer after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
We're back with more of our conversation with WSJ reporters Sarah Needleman and Hannah Miao. Hannah, Reddit is doing something pretty unique with this IPO. It's offering its biggest users the opportunity to buy shares. Why is Reddit making this pitch to individual investors?
It really fits Reddit's ethos as this people-driven platform. And so they want to offer this unusual opportunity to their users to get in on the IPO action before the public debut. So usually regular people don't often have the opportunity to buy at the IPO price. That's usually for big investors, you know, hedge funds, mutual fund managers. So they want to invite their users to be part of this IPO. And they're also offering it to some regular investors at brokerages like Robinhood, Fidelity, SoFi, and making that a portion of their IPO. It's a way to help people feel like they have ownership. They're being rewarded in some way for helping the company in their growth. If you are able to get in at the IPO price and the stock really pops right after its public debut, that's a huge profit for that investor. And so it could be a really great opportunity. But of course, on the flip side, if the stock drops very significantly after the debut, that could also be significant losses for those investors and risk angering those super users, as Sarah has talked about, who are very powerful on the platform.
How have Reddit users reacted to this offer?
We've heard some mixed sentiments from users who were offered the opportunity to buy in. Some people felt like, hey, this doesn't happen every day where we have the opportunity to participate. Might as well buy some shares. I talked to one user who was really big in the Wall Street Bets community. He made a lot of money trading stocks and sharing about it on the platform. And so he feels like he really wants to be a part of the company and be a shareholder because Reddit was a big part of who he is and his journey. Other people felt like the valuation has dropped over the last few years, and there's this situation where people who buy those shares in the IPO, the users who have the opportunity to do so, they don't have to hold it for a certain period of time, which is common in some other IPOs. And so that creates an opportunity for people to make a quick profit, flip those shares really quickly, and could put downward pressure on the price.
Looking ahead to the coming weeks and months, I'm curious what you're both going to be watching to see if this IPO is a success.
Certainly in the first few days, to see how the reaction is and then see if things steady down. It's just so hard to predict how things will actually go. After the first few days, I imagine I'll get into some sort of rhythm, and I don't foresee any major catalysts that would change the stock. Certainly, though, if, let's say, Reddit were to announce another AI deal, say with OpenAI, that could help lift the stock. And that's something that is somewhat anticipated. The CEO of Reddit has a long relationship with the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, who's also one of the largest investors in Reddit. So that's something that's potentially down the pipeline. I'm actually really, really curious to see if that happens and any other AI deals. And if this data licensing business suddenly takes off, that could have a huge impact on the stock. But if it doesn't or it's really slow, it's just going to be a waiting game.
from a market perspective, how Reddit's IPO goes can have a big impact on what other companies come forward and want to go public this year. If the stock price just falters after the IPO, it could create a cooling effect on other companies. And because investing in an IPO can be risky, these are companies that are not as established as some of the other big titans in the stock market. It's a good gauge of what the risk-taking sentiment is in the market. Are people open to investing in companies that are a bit more unproven? It just goes to show what the level of enthusiasm is in the markets from investors.
That was WSJ reporters Sarah Needleman and Hannah Miao. And finally, after years of promises that driverless cars were just over the horizon, one of the industry's biggest players is hitting the freeway. In recent months, Alphabet's Waymo has been one of the first robotaxi companies to allow its cars to take people on high-speed roads in Phoenix, Arizona, all without a human driver. Right now, Waymo is limiting driverless freeway rides to its own employees. But WSJ tech reporter Megan Bobrowski told our sister podcast, The Future of Everything, that it's a very different challenge than driving on surface streets.
For the self-driving cars, there's in some ways fewer decisions they're having to make of, you know, is it time to turn left? You know, if they're at an intersection, who goes first? If someone jumps out in front of you, what are you going to do? And so on the freeway, there's not as many of these instances you're going to face. But what is difficult for them and what they are having to grapple with is the speeds they're going are so fast. So if anything were to happen, the accidents would likely be worse. People would get more hurt than if an accident happened on a surface street.
Megan says Waymo has been testing the technology for a while. But this step forward comes at a time when the self-driving car industry is facing more public scrutiny after some high-profile incidents. Back in the fall, rival company Cruise lost its operating permits in California after one of its driverless cars struck and dragged a person who had been hit by another driver.
It's sort of a make-or-break moment here where the stakes are so high that if something were to happen, I don't know that there would be much forgiveness on the public's part. All it really takes is one incident to essentially shut these companies down.
To hear more about what's next for self-driving cars, check out the latest episode of the Future of Everything podcast. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.